Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Keeping it real hot and fresh. Y'all know how we do. What's up, Smooth T?
What's good?
Chill. Not so much. Everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. And tonight, our girl Tori D will not be with us. She had to take care of some business. But she sent all her love and all that good stuff like that. But you do got your two smooth and fly boys here. So, you know, we're going to hold it down for this hour here. This is being Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill. And that's what it is. So, Smooth T, my boy Smooth T, so we know we're going to talk about a lot of stuff here. We're going to talk about, you know, it's a new year, 2010. You know, we are actually in a new year. A decade later from Y2K, here we are with 2010. So, Smooth T, how was your New Year's?
It was pretty good. You know, I can't say I got drunk, but I did some drinking.
You did some drinking?
I did some drinking.
I don't think that's that wise. I mean, why in the world would you want to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, didn't you bring the New Year's in last year by drinking?
I don't think I did, actually. So that's probably you.
You said that's more like me.
You the drunk. I'm a social drinker.
No, I'm not the drunk. I'm not the drunk.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. But anyway, like I was saying though, but you know, but what I did do is, I live in New York now, so I actually brought in Times Square. Now let me tell you the little trick about Times Square. I don't know about last year, but this year they definitely had, you know, the police security tight, popo down. So, you know, like people, you know, they was getting there like 11, 10, 12 o'clock, you know, New Year's Eve. You know, they're just going to Times Square, you know, just trying to set up the spot, trying to get as close as they can. So here I am, you know, I'm thinking that I want to do good if I leave at 5, because, you know, where I live in Brooklyn, so the train, you know, where I stay, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to get to the city. So I'm thinking that if I leave here at 5, I'll get here about 6. I'll be doing good. You know, that's 6 whole hours, you know, before the New Year's. Wrong. Because I had to walk all the way around with everybody else. And then, to make a long story short, the closest I got was 54th Street. And let me tell you, Times Square is at 42nd Street. So I was at 54th Street. But I did see the ball drop. I just didn't see all the, you know, the performances and stuff that was going on in Times Square. So I stood out there for 6 hours. Would you have done that smooth?
I surely would have. No.
You would not have done it. Well, you know, it's a one-time thing in a lifetime. I really don't think I want to do that again, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, Times Square. But no, I don't think I want to do that again, you know, because it was too much. And I'm still surprised that I actually survived 6 hours on my feet. Let me tell you something. Whenever it was, and then it's funny. Huh?
Yeah, we know you're not used to manual stuff, you know.
See, there we go again. Trying to be mean to me. You know, and what I'm trying to say is, but it's funny because, you know, it's funny how much people go through just for like, you know, a few seconds. It's kind of like sex. You know, you do all that work. You do all that work for like a few seconds of pleasure. So, yeah, it was a mess. Huh? Mm-hmm.
We don't even got a minute, man. Or man, we're talking to you, huh?
Now, I'm talking about you. You know, because you know how you do. You know, because that's what the women always say about you. They're just sick of it. They're sick of it, Tommy. So hopefully this year you can go to some kind of clinic and something to get that, you know, fit or something like that. Cause it's not cute. It's not a good look. Say what?
I said we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, everybody. Be quiet. Everybody, you know that every week we bring y'all the weekly inspiration. Tori D is out. So I think we're going to bring you the smooth tip of the week presented by Smooth Tea. So, Smooth Tea, what is the smooth tip of the week that you want to provide to everybody?
I'll tell you what it is. Y'all should not stop making New Year's resolutions just because you think you're not going to achieve it. That means you're shooting down your goals for the whole year. It's not stuff that you think you want to do, that you are making a long shot for. It's stuff that you need to accomplish in the next year. It just gets on my nerves, man. People just saying, oh, I ain't making no New Year's resolutions. I'm done with that. It's just stupid. You got to have goals. Without goals, you're just a car stuck in the mud, spinning your wheels, ain't doing nothing. Wasting time and no effort.
Okay, so that's the smooth tip. So basically what you're saying is for the new year, you don't think nobody should actually, or women shouldn't be waiting on a man? Is that what you're saying? I'm trying to clear it up.
Why is it always going to be women and men stuff with you?
Okay, well, what you're saying is it doesn't matter the sex, but, you know, don't wait on nobody, you know what I'm saying, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, you ain't got to make it a woman and man thing. Then
to sum it up, how would you sum up your smooth tip then?
I'd say, continue to make your resolutions, people. they will help you accomplish your goals.
And I don't agree with it. I mean, am I allowed to comment on your tips? I don't agree with that.
Shut up right now.
Well, if you do want to call in and comment on his smooth tip of the week, it's 646-200-3136 if you want to call and comment. But I want to comment.
Hey,
go ahead,
make your opinion. I want to hear this, and then I'm going to shut you up with it.
No, you're not going to shut me up because it's one thing.
Because
a lot of people make resolutions. I wouldn't, you know, I would say not to make resolutions. I would say, like, make goals is fine, make plans, but, and like, people make resolutions, but they never stick to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't really agree with making resolutions.
That's the same thing I just said. A New Year's resolution is a goal, is a plan. If your New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, that's your goal. That's your plan. You want to quit smoking. I want to quit smoking this year. Okay, that's your New Year's resolution. It's the same thing.
Not you know, I,
let's
you
hear,
know,
let's,
I got,
let's hear. What else you got to say?
I got to be real with you, because whenever you were first, the reason I was really, when you were first saying, I would get my pizza. Look, I don't care.
Are you ain't saying that? I'm in here making baby bottles and stuff.
Okay. Look, y'all, I was trying to tell you, you know, we is just doing us right about now. But we you know, we got y'all back. We're gonna keep it real hot and fresh. I mean, actually, we just kept it real right there. You know, so you making baby bottles. I'm trying to get pizza. So that's how it goes. Anyway, so everybody, so like you said, you know, resolutions are plans and goals all in the same thing. You know, if you don't keep it, don't beat yourself up. And I know
that's unrealistic.
Make an
achievable goal.
Yeah. Exactly.
New Year's resolution.
He's like, you know, if
I want to buy my Lamborghini this year.
Yeah.
In my mansion.
Exactly.
And you ain't even close to balling.
Exactly. You're on unemployment and then you're making these type of resolutions. That's not realistic, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, even if you get a job tomorrow, come on, you're not going to have enough for a mansion and a Lamborghini, unless you got a real good paying job, but you know.
Is that, or you know, you playing the lottery to pick threes all the time.
Or your escort, you know, they make pretty good money, you know.
They do, I'm going to start tricking.
Nobody wants to see your body.
Hey, everybody wants to see my body.
Everybody.
I'm going to stand in the mirror in a couple of minutes right now and look at myself.
That's really sad. That's really sad. Well, everybody.
You're admiring the beauty.
No, you're not. Are you?
Yeah, mama does all the time. Anyway.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, I love this because, see, we actually get time to talk, you know. I don't really talk to you no more.
I don't know how to use it.
Hello, Amherst. Well, everybody, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and switch positions. Some of y'all know about switching positions, you nasty self. Let me stop. Now, this is a G-rated show.
You would say something like that. I know.
And this fact, this is a G-rated show, right?
Mm-hmm. G, you're
right. Right. It ain't G-rated no more because you up here.
It's unrated.
Exactly. I had a good song I was going to play, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I did, but I can't find it. So what we're going to do is we're all going to play a song. We're going to make a transition into our topic for tonight. Dang. And then we will get into the topic, y'all. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with Z-Fly and Smooth.
Quit trying, but I never tried. Never either ironed or iron more like a perfectionist. And ever since the very first sitting in our residence, we're trying to give gifts to ourselves with their presence. I thought I quit lying, but I never lied. Always been a trusted man with open hands, reaching for a weight band. It's Friday, looking great like salmon and sour. Flipping that champagne, also feel 90. They thought I quit playing, but I never played. Never paid $9 for anything when the head should have been 8. I find ways, man, to get paid. See, 3 assistants, screams, not everything. I'm a monster under your bed with bald head and the outlook terrible. Another class is terrible. Where you gonna go when you're your own worst enemy? Reflection like a void in the empty keeps killing me. problems. Gonna sign all these rappers just so I can start dropping. I drop through the suburbs with some dark shit at you. Why you trying to sell swag? Choke holes until you say that. It's why the children so sad, I get egged. I'm the type of MC, bring the sky pager back. As soon as I find out it ain't nothing to rap, then I got something for you. 38 the door, but my soundtrack horrible. Into the floor you will. Call the floor, tell them bring the whole floor. Please repent, the priest had to spell it out for us. My brain bores and can't retain more. They thought I quit waiting and resting on the laws. Do it correct, you gotta check to make it formal. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. Pills, set it off. They thought I quit tripping, but I never trip. I ain't the one that drops a dime or get asked for a sip, cause I don't know shit powerful. Any trilateral make producers give up and put rappers on sabbatical. I'm factual. Even when I'm full of lies, I despise the cross reference or extend the gaze of my eyes. Just the deuce half hearted, remember how the pain started. Rejected by my peers that I've known for years. But through my success, they're confronted with fears. Funded like they complacent, low life in the basement. Smoke from a glass pipe, hyper radio placement. Flavor for your ear, it ain't the custom taste. They thought I quit hating, but I never hate. Never take a cheap shot, unless I got something to say. Something to make out of nothing, y'all be huffing the paint. Thought I quit stressing, still tugging the weight. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. Pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off, pills, set it off. They thought I quit rapping, but I never rap. This is the scene in the tourist, new to pop tour. Come through and take vodka or water. If you're back against the wall, when you shoved in a locker. Never parts, any pop a parking lot, trunk pop a book, trading to the world, they're getting money like doctors. Flash little pieces, rolling up dirt on the weekend. Come in the week.
Smooth, you better go send it off with Bale. Shoot. He's doing it big, ain't he?
Yeah. All right. Send it off.
What? Oh, okay. I got it. All right, y'all. 646-200-3136 is the number to call if you want to talk to us about this upcoming topic that we got tonight. Tonight we are talking about, you know, see, the song that I wanted to get was Unpretty, because, you know, it would have been good to stop it. But anyway, but before we get into the topic, Tommy, don't you
think? Yeah,
wow. Tommy, I'm on. Before we get to the topic, now, a pizza, now, I know you're like, pizza, what are you talking about? But a pizza is good whenever you can eat the whole crust, isn't it? That's a
yeah,
good
that's
pizza, right?
That's why I get Pizza Hut.
You know what?
Y'all get y'all
well,
a pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Mm.
That is very true. That is very true. But, you know, but tonight I got Domino's. But they didn't disappoint, though. They, you know, the pizza.
Oh, Domino's disappointed, too.
But see, I never knew that. Because I will always go to Pizza Hut. I know I don't like Papa John's, but their crust is real thin and just nasty. I never eat their crust.
And their sauces taste sweet.
I know. Yeah. And then plus, And then I would have to, like, dip their crust. Like, if I did eat it, I would have to dip their crust in so much garlic butter sauce just to eat it. So, yeah. But no, but Domino's on point tonight. Okay. No, I'm sorry, y'all.
Domino's and
anyway.
Pizza is the only ones I really like to eat.
Yeah, if a pizza end fell off right.
When did they get on?
Okay. But wait a minute now. But wait a minute. But like Little Caesar, they're okay too, right? You know,
when,
like,
they never were. They never attempted to get on.
No. Wait a minute. It's not like back in the day, Little Caesar was pretty good. You know, because
well, they were not.
Well, if it wasn't a pizza, it was at least their breasts. I know that they had, like, good breasts. I used to always get them and get real fat off of them.
Mm-hmm. No. I wrote past Little Caesars to get to Pizza Hut.
Well, yeah, that's true. Okay, Pizza Hut is where it's at. All right, that's the advertisement for Pizza Hut. All right, y'all, so the topic tonight is we're talking about, you know, everybody. There I go with everybody. But a lot of people, you know, in Hollywood and just people in general who – are, you know, they're getting plastic surgery, all this Botox, you know, all this, what is that word, the stuff in the lips and the eyelashes, and then of course y'all know, it's not the whole world is almost unbelievable, but so many women are just got weaves and pieces, and it's just something. So, you know, Tommy, I'm actually glad that me and you are hosting this show tonight, because I know that you got a lot to say. I definitely got a lot to say because, you know, I mean, like you said earlier, you know, a man and woman thing. But, you know, it's the majority of women. I mean, I don't understand this, you know. For right now, we're just going to talk about just the fact of, you know, the fuller lips, you know, the look to, you know, the Botox and stuff. I understand that people, obviously, you know, you want to look young, you want to stay as young, and, you know, you to hold on to your youth as long as you can. But then again, at the same point, it's kind of sad because you're thinking, well, I'm thinking that people, that means that you're not really, you know, you don't really like how you will really look. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they think they will have, like, stretch marks and this and that. So they don't really like how they will look. So they got this Botox and stuff in the lips, you know, eyelashes or whatever, you know, trying to look young. Yeah.
They're trying to look like these celebrities at Bet, too. Oh, I want Angelina Jolie's lips. No,
exactly.
That's other kind of crap.
Exactly.
We all can't be pretty. There got to be ugly people in this world, too.
Yeah, like you. See, to everybody, Smoothie is a good example of that. He's fine. He's fine with it, you know.
I sure am.
I'm fine. You said that right. I am fine.
Capital
F-I-N-E. Exclamation point. Three times over.
I don't think so. So, I mean, I guess, like, the big question is, like, what is ugly? You know, what is fake? What's,
you.
Who, you know.
You. Okay, name it so. Okay, keep going.
Who's real? You know?
Me.
because, okay, like, for example, like, what's ugly? Okay, now.
Let me think of somebody. We'll pick over. Okay,
well,
she got, like, a cute smile or something. Somebody's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I think it's the fact she got no eyebrows. I don't know.
Yeah, now Janet Dickinson, you know the first model, supermodel. She's not pretty. But see, it's funny because you know you say what
sure
ugly.
Isn't.
She's what?
I said she sure isn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's not
had, like the boob job and like a
she's,
tummy
yeah,
touch she, or something like that.
She's had too much work. She's fake. See, that's fake. You know, it's like what's ugly. You know, they're thinking. You know, well, by me getting older, you know, naturally, you know, I'm looking ugly. But then, after a while, you get all these Botox, you get all these boob enhancements. That starts to look ugly, you know, because I was looking at Janet's face the other day. She was on Wendy Williams, and I was looking at her face. Her face is just fake. And also on Wendy, they had showed a picture of her, you know, whenever she was 24, you know, whenever she looked like a, you know, herself. You know, she was 24, she was pretty or whatever. I mean, it was like a totally different person. You know, she just got so much work that now she's not pretty. She just done too much to her face. She doesn't look real. So the question is, what's ugly? You know, growing older the natural way, or trying to stay young, and then you're injecting yourself with all these chemicals and stuff, and after a while you look crazy. What?
I'd say it depends. I mean, me personally, you know, I'm not going to do any of that stuff, but people like Demi Moore. You know, she had her whole body worked over, supposedly, and I mean, she looked good. But on the other hand, you have people like Janet Dickinson, which is all bad.
Okay.
Bridget Nielsen, all bad.
Oh.
There's some other people who just need to quit. Just stop. You know, Mickey Rourke had like a facelift, and he looked worse.
Hmm.
And if you don't know who that is, the guy playing the movie The Wrestler. That's just good.
Oh, I don't know. I know Joan Rivers, she was awful.
Joan Rivers, I tell you straight up, I didn't have more facelifts than a wrecked car.
You know what, too? I think, too, like, what happens, like, these people, they do it so much. You know, like, over time, I just think that their skin just gets.
It ain't got no more, like, elasticity, and so you
exactly.
Just keep getting surgery. It reaches a point where you just can't get cut no more.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin can't take it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so Thomas,
like,
so now.
Michael Jackson knows.
I see. No,
I don't care. The man did it.
Okay.
His nose was awful. He's like a bat. And then, was it, what's the other Jackson? That chick, LaToya.
Oh.
LaToya,
you know,
and Michael Twin.
Did they all get their nose, dude? I mean, I'm just asking.
If you ask me, they did, except for one of them, and that was the broke one. The rest of them, they did. You look at them. You know they had that big nose like their daddy. Ain't nothing wrong with a big nose, though. I mean, a honker is a honker. You got it, you got it. Some people don't. And they had honkers. And they all had nose jobs. Like, even Janet, Michael, LaToya, and whatever the oldest brother is, Jermaine, I think he had one, too. You know they said when Michael Jackson had his whatever, when they put him in an ambulance, somebody said they looked in there and he didn't have his nose piece on.
That's sad. It's sad. You know, I'm glad you brought up noses. Because a nose, like, to a lot of people, that is something, like, they really want to change. You know, they are like, who is a celebrity? Oh, man, I knew it. I knew this was going to happen.
KRS-One.
Yeah. Now he can breathe now, but you know, but hey, you know, at least he kept it real. You know, he ain't changed himself. Nobody. But there was some celebrity though that she had. She got her nose fixed because she felt like, you know, it wasn't. Oh, I know who it was. It was Kim Kardashian. She got some work done on her nose. Now I don't remember how her original nose looked. I don't really, you know, keep up with those people, but I don't think that it could have looked, you know, like big or long or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yes, she got some work done on her nose. That didn't make any sense.
Kim Kardashian is, she is hot, but her sister, something sexy. Boy, I tell you, the one is pregnant.
Who's pregnant? Like,
you know, Kim Kardashian's sister, was it?
Courtney? Oh, Khloe. Ooh.
Khloe.
I mean, oh,
no,
really?
No, it's not Courtney.
I know Khloe.
Courtney?
No, Courtney the one.
Pregnant. Khloe's the one with the basketball player.
Okay, yeah, Courtney's pregnant. Yeah, what about her?
She's hot.
She's pretty good
goofball, but she's hot.
Oh, Courtney. I know, it's funny because, like, a lot of people, they said that they think that Courtney is actually prettier than Kim.
Yeah, you are though.
I mean, you know, Kim's pretty, but Courtney, you know, she has like a more of a, I can't explain her look. It's like kind of, I guess it's, I don't
like
know.
Like that baby face.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny because Kim, she probably knows that, you know, Courtney's pretty. But, of course, you know, she still has to do, you know, whatever she can to try to stick out to be the main one. But, yeah, but I was really surprised that she had got some work done on her nose. I was like, who's real? Nobody's real anymore.
I think her mama's had some work done. And I know Bruce, he had some work done.
Yeah. Men getting work done, too. So, yeah. But also too, a lot of people and a lot of now this was something that I really felt amazing. Like, you know how people are like they're just lazy, you know, they're just lazy, they don't want to work out, they don't have time to they don't have time to work out or either they don't want to work out. So for all you people who watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm pretty sure y'all remember one of the Kim, she went, you know, to the place to get her abs like firmed up, like you remember that episode whenever the doctor had, you know, rubbed something on her abs to, like, kind of tighten her up? You remember that? Did you see the episode?
Kim was the white girl?
Yeah, the white girl.
No, I never saw that. I didn't watch it like that.
I was like, yeah. That was crazy. They had, like, she had, like, some kind of something where, like, she got her abs tightened.
I'm not surprised, like, in North Carolina, where I'm from, you know, you don't really hear about, like, lap bands and gastric bypass all the time. But out here, it's like, you know, everybody's doing it. I say everybody. Like, you can meet, like, 10 people, and at least 6 of them got something done, it seems like.
Ain't nobody real. Ain't nobody real. So
this
I guess.
This guy
so,
is right here. I'm real.
Who?
Me.
You don't have any work done?
I sure don't.
Well, you might need to get some done, though.
I'm so fucking out of the bus on getting work done. I ain't got no job.
You ain't got no sense at all.
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just serious. I don't have a job. It's not my choice. I can't get one of these. Like.
Okay, so we're actually gonna take a break, but not right now. Before we go into a break, we're gonna get on Lips. And we're going to get on Tommy's favorite part of the female body. Exactly, boobs. See there, people, look, I couldn't even get out. He said it. Yeah, so first, before you get too excited, Tommy, let's get on to the lips. So, Tommy, so now what do you think about lips? Because, see, a lot of people, you know, do you think that's hot? Or, I mean, you know what I mean? Because, like, to me, that doesn't look attractive whenever these women... Whenever these women, they could just, you know, get bigger lips. But you could tell it ain't theirs. It don't even look real. Now, Angelina, of course, those are hers. So, of course, you know, hers look fine. But a lot of people who try to get their lips like theirs, you can tell, and it just looks all puffy. And it basically, it looks like somebody hit them in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So is that ugly? Is that cute? I mean, what do you think? What's your opinion?
It depends on the person, but I mean, like you said, the Angelina Jolie, hers are real, but even her, she got her mamas where hers don't even look that sexy on her. But, like, Jessica Biel, now she's got some sexy lips.
Okay.
And, what's her chick's name?
Is hers real?
Yeah, hers are real.
Okay.
And the chick that played in Armageddon, she was Bruce Willis' daughter in the movie. I can't think of her name for nothing right now. She's got some pot lips.
Mm.
But I mean, full lips are full lips. Everybody don't look right with some puffy lips.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, like, you know, that came from, I guess, you could say, like, the African-American thing. You know, people wanted full lips because we have full lips. But it's funny because, you know, full lips used to be a thing, you know, looked at as something ugly, you know, unattractive. Now people
maybe one day it changes. People will start sucking this stuff out of their lips and getting them thin. You won't even have no lips.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I just want to know who will tell these people that they look good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because they're...
People
in
Hollywood, same way these models up here wearing size, you know, -1. And they're like, oh, honey, you look fabulous. Girl, you look like you need a Happy Meal. Because that's all you're going to eat. You don't need a full king size meal, like I'm gonna get. You need a Happy Meal. Eat something.
Yeah, they look a mess. They look really bad. All right, and I guess this next thing we're gonna talk about, Tommy. I'll let you go ahead and introduce it. We're talking about boobs,
boobies, jugs, melons.
Here's the important thing. Now, Tommy. Now I know. You know, they look nice and they're real firm. You know, they're out there for you to, you know, for people's enjoyment or whatever. However, but Tommy, think about it. You know, you're with your girl, and even though they're nice to look at, there has to come a time, you know, even if it's just like a little ounce of a time whenever you're thinking, hey, I'm with this girl and she ain't even real. You know, booze ain't real, this ain't real. They wouldn't go past your mind, really?
No.
You wouldn't care, huh?
There'd be a time when you look at them things and you're like, things are nice.
Wow.
I don't like the ones that look like they have little, you know, tangerines and big old navel oranges and little melons implanted in there. They're just a ball sitting up there. It's like a little baby basketball. No, I like some, you know, definition and it's kind of just a little, it's got a look natural. You don't need no missiles, and you don't need no flapjacks.
But you know what? But a lot of people, I mean, you said Lonnie looked natural. A lot of people, sometimes they can get them too big, you know.
Oh, yeah. There is that thing that's too big. You just can't even do nothing with that.
Mm-mm.
You're getting smothered.
at all.
I think the bigger ones are natural. They were nice. they were real nice.
Dad, stop looking at your mama like that. But, you know, I see a lot of people that are in the Facebook. If you're in Facebook, I see you trying to hit us up. If you have any comments, just say them. I mean, you know, just like type in your comment, because a lot of people, I guess you're saying hi. I don't know if you're trying to get our attention, but we can see you on Facebook. And also, if you're in our SSB chat, we see you there as well. So definitely.
But look, make it clear that I am not a boob man. I'm not a boob man. I'm not a butt man either. I'm not no hips man. I'm a face man. I don't notice your body first unless you walk in front of me. You know, walking the same direction as me, it's kind of hard to see your face. I might notice the booty first, but you coming to me, your face is the first thing I look at. Because if that ain't right, I ain't studying the rest of it.
Are you sure? Because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, they can deal with the face as long as the body is right, tight.
I tell you what, if she had a body like Kim Kardashian and her face was a train wreck, I'm going to call the cops and move right around it.
You know what? You ain't got no at all.
I'm serious. I do not play that. Oh, man, her, she won't pretty, but that body was banging. No. We stopped right there at the she won't pretty. I didn't even notice the body because I turned and looked for somebody else.
Okay. Totally.
Now, you don't roll over to a big booty every day, and that's all you see. When she facing you and you see an ugly face, you say, no, just not happy for me. I want to roll over and be like, she is hot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, for me, though, I mean, you know, so, you know, a lot of enhancements. I mean, I guess for me too. You know, the fake boobs, that's a bonus. But sometimes, you know, all this, the eyelashes and lips and this. I mean, after a while, it's almost like you're looking at a mannequin. You know,
it's not even real.
Exactly.
Nose job, lip job, facelift, boob job, butt
enhancement. It's just too much. Exactly. Everything's lifted up. It's like, dang, you bring it back down to earth. It's just a little bit. You know,
let them boobs drop a little bit. Let them drop back down. Oh, yeah, that ain't nice.
Ooh, boys. We are 20 minutes down to the show, and we will definitely get your comments on the air. If, you know, you want to hit us up on Facebook or at our SBN.net chat room. And also, if you want to call in and talk to us live, that'll be 646-200-3136. So what we're going to take a little short break, and whenever we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more. A little bit more about what's real, what's ugly, what's fake. But we're going to start off by talking about the weave. What's going on with the weave, everybody? And then we're going to go into actually why people might do this. You know, is it a self-esteem problem? So we're going to talk about that after the break. This is Keeping It Real, Hot and Fresh with Smooth Tea and Zwa. And we're going to play a little song for you, too. Let me see here. What should we play for him, Tommy? Never mind, I got it. We're going to play some.
We shouldn't play.
So we're going to play Young and Shy Town, Life is Hard. We'll be right back.
I really really wanna know why life is hard. Life is hard. I really wanna know why life is hard. Why really life is hard. Why it's hard. Hey, I really wanna know. Hey, hey, I really wanna know. See, this message is for the haters and the killers out there who don't give a fuck why we should care. I know it's sad that we tired of going to funerals. Mama's on the corner crying. I know it's horrible, but you gotta learn how to keep focused. I know the police in the streets, they still focused. It's sad, but they don't know how to control the block. Even when the block is hot, they come 15 minutes after a shot. Every time, I know the block keep getting hot. It's mad, crazy, up in the shot. But I love my hood, so you know how right. Chicago, I love my fam, but we gotta stop the violence up in here for real. It's sad that we gotta lose a fam. 1, 2, 3, 4,
I really wanna know why life is hard. I really wanna know why life is hard. Life is hard. I really wanna know why life is hard. I really wanna know why life is hard. Life is hard. I really wanna know why life is hard. Why really life is hard. Why it's hard. Hey, I really wanna know. Hey, hey, I really wanna know.
What up, y'all? See, man, we gotta stop the violence, man. All throughout Chicago, all through the land, man. We losing family members, killing kids, man. Ending up in jail, something stupid, man. Just learn how to use your head sometimes. There's nothing wrong with walking away, man.
Okay. Yeah. That's all, y'all. You're back giving a real hot, fresh, and smooth to you, Z Fly. Thank you for tuning in. We are 15 minutes down to the show. You still have time to call in if you want to and give us your comments at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. So if you're just not tuning in, tonight we're talking about, you know, how a lot of people are really basically, they're not satisfied with their looks. You know, they're not satisfied with getting older. And then a lot of times it's not even about getting older, because there's young people who get stuff like, you know, what we said earlier, like nose jobs or, you know, fake eyelashes, fake this and that. You know, they just sort of fake stuff in, you know, trying to look like what they think is pretty or acceptable or, you know, what's hot. But really, a lot of times you're not looking hot. You're looking not hot. So, oh, yeah. So, what we're going to do is we're going to continue on.
How you were?
No, I was just remembering how your mama, how, you know, when she dressed up, never hot. But we're going to continue on with this. And right now we're going to get into hair weave. You know, because hair weave is like almost, well, it's definitely, it's definitely done ran rapid in the United States. And I just think it's pitiful. Yeah,
it ran horse. That's where it ran horse.
Yeah, and I just think it's pitiful. You know, I don't care even if you got human hair in your head, it's pathetic. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably, you know, I'm probably on like some hot grounds right now because I'm pretty sure a lot of women are telling me, what he don't know what he talking about. But I mean, I don't care what y'all talking about either.
I tell G, I don't like weave either. I can't stand it. When you take it out, you go from nice, pretty hair to dry, nappy, split in.
Coarse hair, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
No, not hot at all.
That is so not hot.
I meet you with that good grain of hair and then, you know what I'm saying, I ain't been with you for a couple months. You ain't got that hair in there no more. I'm like, she ain't
exactly.
Cute no more. What happened to the cuteness she had?
No. I mean, yeah, and then these days, it's like you really don't know what's what because, like the majority of it might be that person, but then, you know, they might have a piece over here or like, they got a track here or they got a nice long ponytail. You thinking that ponytail is there? No, it's not. It's weave. And I mean, you know, like for a lot of guys, I'm not speaking about all guys, but for a lot of guys, you know, they don't like that. You know, they don't like that fake hair. You know, I know back in the day, and maybe still currently, you know, a lot of African American guys, you know, tend to go to white, you know, white women because, you know, they had real hair. But however, today that's not even the case because white women, they got extensions. They put pieces in their hair. So, you know, it's obviously looking like that. I don't know if you're gonna get a natural woman. However, now there are a lot of natural women, you know, with their hair, long, beautiful hair. But why
I like my natural, that's why I ain't gonna say that's why, but you know, I've had nothing but natural chicks for a long time.
Exactly, but Tommy, but like, the thing is, why is it seem like, now I'm just saying it seems like, but why does it seem like, you know, every time, you know, you do kind of a chick with like, you know, nice, real long hair, you know, straight, why is it always she's mixed with something? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's just how black people, that's just how we were designed. We came from Africa. We came out there in that Serengeti, out there in the heat, running through bushes and stuff, hunting animals, and you want some long, pretty, flowing hair. That's not gonna be going down. You need some hair that can last. That's what we have. That's right. So let's be putting like, huh? Was it relaxers and stuff like that in there? All them chemicals that stuff will break your hair off. Split it in the day. And then next thing you know, you wearing a wig or a weave.
Exactly. So it's crazy. But you know, but even with like the weave too, that's still a sense of, you know, those people, they're not happy with their regular hair. You know, like a lot of people say, well, no, I just do it because, you know, I want my hair fuller or longer. Okay, that's fine. But still, that's what I'm saying.
For y'all grown-ups with kids, what you have to do is from when your child is a baby, you need to be combing and brushing that hair.
Every day.
That sets the hair up right there for when they're grown.
Mm-hmm.
Then they grow up with good hair.
Yeah.
You don't have to be born with it. Oh, that baby got a good braid of hair right there. You comb and brush that every day. Every day.
Take care of it.
When they get older, nice hair. Pull my baby hair back in the ponytail and let her go out the house all the time. No.
Exactly. That's definitely the key. You gotta take care of the hair when they're young. You know? And see, a lot of parents, they don't. You know, a lot of parents, they think they do. You know, like they comb it every hair, maybe, you know, but they don't really keep it up. They just, you know, you comb it for a while, you know, maybe a couple of days or whatever, and then, like, you put so much stuff in, like, your baby hair falling out, you know.
Yeah,
I
want my baby to have straight hair. I'm putting a relaxer in there. And then they seen her hair done broke off, and you just like, well, her hair broke off, and I put a relaxer in there, so, you know, she got to get her hair done all the time or all this other kind of stuff. I want to put tracks in it.
It's too much. It's tracks. And then she filed. You know, y'all need to stop. Now, also, now tonight, just to sum everything up from tonight, let's talk about why these people may do all this stuff. Could it be self-esteem problems? You know, maybe they don't feel they're pretty enough. You know, maybe they feel like they have to do this type of stuff, you know, to feel accepted. Or could
I heard a chick tell me, she said she put weave in her hair to look pretty for dudes.
Yeah, see?
Those were her exact words.
Those were her exact words, people. She does that to look pretty for dudes or show. She's doing that for somebody else. And then really, I guess that's kind of like, you know, what it is altogether. You know, they do all this stuff for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get big boobs. I mean, is it for yourself? Could be, yeah. But then isn't also, you know, to attract the opposite sex. So, you know what I'm saying? Just like the big lips, you know. So most of the stuff that they're doing, it is to kind of, you know, kind of attract other people and, you know, get them to like it or you know, accept you. So basically they are doing it for other people.
I think it's for money.
Well, that's true too. Especially if, like, you know, they're a stripper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't lie, though. I've seen some strippers with some little bitty boobs. I mean, like, A cups, and them chicks bad. They was handling business on stage. That does not imply I have to go to strip clubs all the time, either. I don't want to say that.
That
I really lost words. I just had to throw it out there.
That's enough. Well, people.
Martha on stage.
Yeah.
She's retiring too.
Well, people, there you have it. There you have it for another Monday night. Me and Smooth T, we kept it real hot and fresh. We just, you know, we let you know about all this fakeness that's going on. I mean, now, you know, a lot of people, you know, you might not take this show that serious, but, you know, you got to think about it. I mean, if you had to get all that stuff, you're not really happy with yourself. You're not, I mean, not really, you're not, you know, I mean, even if you think you're doing it just because it's a phase or, it, you know, it'll make you look better, that's the whole point. You're not really comfortable or, you know, content with how you just look on a natural basis. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get pieces and enhance this and poke this. And another thing, this Botox stuff, this is the stuff that gotta stop. Cause I've been looking at some of those people.
I got posts out here too. You got these chicks that go out here, they put weave in their hair and all this other kind of stuff. And you might be fat. Or you might have some big stomach. You ain't had no kids. But you worried about your hair.
Okay.
You better get that body in check.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that booty tight.
Exactly.
Get rid of that stomach.
You can't cut.
Get them wings on their arms.
I'm gonna need y'all to go to Bally's, you know, little workout place.
Yeah, put some cocoa butter on the stretch marks. I mean, do something.
Exactly. All this cocoa butter. Anybody using it? It's sad. Yeah.
I gave your mama some, but that's just sad.
Woman now. Anyway, so everybody in our show for tonight. Thank everybody for listening. And tune in next week. And next week we're gonna have a very dynamic show for you next week. Next week we're back on because you know Ashley, y'all asked for it. We're back on the download, people. Y'all asked for it, so we're gonna be talking about the download brothers next week. So make sure you tune in for that, people. So right now we're gonna do 10 ways you know you get to Ray Smooth Tea.
Over here with it.
All right, y'all. Number 10. You know your mama ghetto, is she ever white in your face with her shit? Now, Tommy, I'm not going to call you out. I'm just going to say Tommy. Okay?
My mama did that when I was little. But she used to do it herself. And then she started saying, you know, give me some juice.
Isn't that nasty, though? Isn't that nasty? I mean, like you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say your mama, you know, she might have... I don't know, got some, you know, so she could have eaten some chitlins that day or something.
Yeah,
now you
hair spit on my face.
For a second, now your face smells like pig butt. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you see your dog spoil food. Well, you know, you got to get rid of the food. I mean, you just got to get rid of it.
Hey, that's my walnut.
Exactly. The dogs, you know, their stomach won't hurt as much as ours if we eat it. You know, number 8, you know your school ghetto if they have ISS in a trailer outside the building. You remember ISS?
I do remember ISS. I visit it quite frequently.
For all you people who might not know what ISS is, ISS is in school suspension. You know, basically you go there, you know, if you won't do it right in school. I went there one time. I don't know how I got in there. I was a good student. I don't know how I got there. I don't know.
He was.
Somebody must have set me up. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you only shave your legs up to the point where your capris cover the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, you know. That's not funny, Tommy. Okay, number 6, you know you at a ghetto wedding if there's more people in the wedding than the audience. Everybody's got to be in the picture.
Somebody go, please.
Okay, number 5. You know you ghetto if you've been married 3 times and you still have the same in-laws. I'm gonna need y'all to stop marrying, you know, the brother and then the brother and then the brother and then the daddy. I'm gonna need y'all to stop doing all this. The same person.
Well, y'all get divorced and then get remarried and then get back divorced and then go back and get married.
Mm-hmm. That's not good. It's not a good look. That ain't good. Before, you know you ghetto if you add salt to your food before tasting it. I've seen people do it. They don't even know how it tastes. And then they start adding salt. I'm like, how you know it's not already salted? They don't even care. And then they wonder why they're in the hospital with high blood pressure. Number three, you know you ghetto if you try to find things around the house to return to Walmart. But that's pretty decent. You wonder why? We're in a recession. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just return stuff to get that money. That's your dream. Number two, you know you ghetto if you use scratched up CD as coaster. Is that really ghetto? I guess it is.
Yeah.
You got to use them for something. Shoot, number one. You know you ghetto if you put your kids to sleep with NyQuil. Once again, I'm just going to say Tommy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say Tommy.
No. You can put that one on. I had never had a problem with sleep.
You know your mom had it when you sleep with NyQuil. You is too much. All right, y'all. That's how you keep it real hot and fresh every Monday. We'll talk to you next week. And remember, we're talking about Download Brothers next week. So, yeah, you know how that goes. All right, Smokey.
I'm
going to
Download Sisters in there, too.
Exactly, the Download Sisters. Isn't that, that's a topic, the Download Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're gonna leave you with Left Eye Hot. We out.
She the one you thought would never do it, so the well beat. Yeah, now what, check it out, sell me. Drama comes in dozens and I know you love it. A rose is still a rose, so I rose above it. The more that they see the woman got a mind of a rose, the less that they want a part of my throne, they figure. But the more they compare me to the ones they could own, they know they never should have left me alone. I'm bigger, I'm without money gang and my Jesus up. Treat me like David Blaine and freeze me up. Let me address the issue, I'm super, not superficial. For me, the only statement I'm making is for me. 7 digits never under my bank account hold. Numbers like your phone numbers plus area code. Gamble with your career, go ahead, chance her. See what happened with drugs on my record, deserve answers.
Left Eye, what's happening? Everybody wanna know where it's been. Left Eye, teachers, children, mothers, and thugs. You know everybody love Miss Left Eye.
Credit in pubs trying to be loved.